24th of May 1978, remarked the fact that unification or correlation of theories having conceptually having some highly disparate conceptual structures, conceptual features, and mathematical formalisms. One route suggested by Hooker, is a thorough understanding of the way in which the conceptual structure of the mathematical each theory is related to its mathematical formalism, and the importance in providing indications of the way in which we should proceed with unification of understanding of the way in which elements of conceptual structure and ways in which the elements of conceptual structure of the theory itself independently is capable of development, suggesting convergence or connection between them. But anyway, where the relationship between conceptual the relationship between theories with conception with highly divergent or disparate conceptual structures and mathematical formalisms, where we take the two theories to share a domain or to both contain features, but both we take the theories to deal with features both of the world mutually relevant, which require the account of which requires or rather we deal take both theories to deal with fundamental of the world, fundamental features of the way in which levels on the on where we take the ontological the models of the theory and the informal ontological sense of model as ontological hypothesis to involve accounts of the way in which reality with which they deal is articulated. Which require as a reconciliation, which demand an account, fundamentally explanatory account. If we accept the view of theories as providing us with accounts of the world, the task of theory has been provision of it. Account of where that the world is, demand a neutral adjustment, or at least demand. Some demand also suggests strongly that they deal with features of the way in which reality with which is articulated view the theory is viewed referentially, which on the view of the theories as well informal ontological hypotheses. Demand, they point in different directions, or stand within different traditions. The remarks about regulative ideals in Introduction to Gray's, and one of which we're not in fact dealing with You bring in your remark there about not dealing with reduction, perhaps in the technical sense. We don't appear at the level of ways in which theories function on ontological hypotheses to be dealing with reduction in the technical sense, but with another relation following on which content of the reducing theory is not in fact realised, but the way in which in attending to the way in which the efficacy of the operations and the quantities of the formalism of the covered theory relative to the way in which the heuristic component of that theory on Hooke and Graves' view is strongly influenced by actual conceptual structure of is connected with the ontology of the theory, you rather from the point of view say of something like QG would argue strongly not, but that what is important in understanding the way in which they are connected is to attend the answer to the question. I shall put forward the view that the answer to the question how they are to be viewed as related is certainly in the case of highly mathematically developed theories is not to be sought by the kind of analysis that Hooker or Graves offers. Shall detailed criticisms of this and of that particular tradition and show the sort of dangers into which it can lead. See, for instance, Berm and Graves' remarks and so on about the formalism. But to attend, but it requires that we attend to mathematics as process rather than the answer to the questions presented. By attending to mathematics as process or as activity, mathematics as activity, and particularly to the way in which, and as it gets down to 96, and this in itself involves that we treat the heuristic component of the theory fully, and we further discuss the question whether the and exactly how and anatomize very precisely with a large number of illustrations the ways in which that activity is in fact guided by our conception of the relationship between the elements of the conceptual structure of the two theories in question, and how far it is quite independently inspired, if it is so far as it is independently inspired, whether an account of mathematics as activity in this context is in a sense more primordial than the account of the relationship of superstructure into foundations, whether the account which we have to provide there, particularly as it connects with and the level at which it connects with the sort of very broad general conceptual concerns of the kind discussed in, for instance, Hooker again, it does not suggest non-referential view of mathematics, whether in fact the traditional referential view of mathematics does not in fact impose a particular sort of framework for correlation with the ontology. This becomes particularly relevant in the discussion of the significance of so-called quantum logic from Pierre Hooker and Demopoulos and Bob. The conclusion we should come to is in fact a negative one. Particular two things here. First of all, how the it is very important to attend to CP 96 and so on, the relationship to the conceptual structure mathematical formalism interface gone, which requires very detailed analysis and a large number of detailed examples. Secondly, the question about mathematics itself. The claims made by Castongo of non-referential conceptual mathematics wrong in both respects to the role of abstraction mathematics, I should say in both departments about the role of abstraction mathematics, but still can learn a considerable amount. It's made slightly later on the 23rd of May 1978. The
Later on, I shall go on to discuss. I shall go on to discuss question of how far foundational topics of mathematics, how far the attitude that we take up to foundational topics of mathematics is has bearings for, has significance for questions about the relationship between the CGB domains of variation and how certain and particularly for the relationship between the way in which models function as ontological hypotheses, our assessment of the significance of the certain apparent connections we can make within the SOS space within which models function as ontological hypotheses, and as directly connected with the space, as it were, heuristic relationship the theories, and between the ways in which, see the quotation on page 96, Castonway operators and quantities of formism correlated in particular, must justify our view of way operations on quantities of formism by reference to a fixed foundational system which itself imports or is itself justified in the Mabry's view by, as well, not so much by internal considerations which do, however, invoke the notion of the domain as a structural element. How far the question about the internal view of question of what we take up to whether the domain is in fact something, the overall structure of which is open to question, since that our intuitions undergo modification of precisely the kind that the structural content of our notions in mathematical formalism undergo, of a more general, of the same kind that structural contents of the notions of our particular kind of quantity, for instance, undergoes in the course of the essentially foundationless heuristic exercise of connection of heuristic components. On the basis of which proves most fruitful in developing further insight into that quantity and compare the reals with respect to the non-standard reals and the surreals and so on. Compare the instances offered in Castonguay and the further connection back of that entire process, mathematics and activity, with the development of our most general system of categories, concepts for grasping reality, the way in which the reality in general is articulated, a suggestion that both may undergo, as it were, alteration in the foundations, or that there is no prior notion of, for instance, the argument whether there's a prior notion of absolute infinity of the realm of sets, or Dummett's notion of reverent, pure abstract objects. Here we would draw a distinction, of course, in the same way we have to draw a careful distinction between Dummett's treatment of the name-bearer relations, prototype, or analysis of semantic roles, and Quine's attitude towards the role of the variable in the foundations of the theory, as supplied, for instance, by predicate functor logic, both seriously questioned, I would have thought, in the view of Putnam and so on. The general discussion about how far mathematics can be regarded as a proper part of overall scientific knowledge and the question about foundationless mathematics, whether the kind of foundations that we provide by taking up, or rather the attitude to foundations, the prior methodological attitude, methodological justification, methodological attitude to foundations, which assimilates treatment of logic and as a set theory to our treatment of it, and in a sense represents a move back from a retreat from, recension from the methodological attitudes, purely formalist methodological attitudes, which are going to leave open space for the operation of a kind of heuristic component. discussed, instanced in Lorvere's discussion about domains of variation, but that one particular kind of exercise of along one particular dimension, that the line of the way in which the heuristic component operates in C equation, page 96, evidences, rather, are adduced by at least one group of workers in foundations for viewing this. See page 96 quotation is connected, and particularly as regards category theory, the view of the nature of functions, and Professor Papin's remarks about functions being small fundamental sets, and the connection of the two with our overall view of prior sort of commitment to the way in which structure of the world in general is articulated. See Dummett's insistence about natural numbers not being a theoretical notion, an abstract but definitely not a theoretical notion, I suppose, reflects the same commitment to the notion of pair plurality, and compares Steen's remarks and compared to Pope's remarks about time, of course, not being relevant at all to any change in conception. At the level of the ways in which the structural configurations of the mathematical form of the structural content of the notion is revealed in the perspective from which the operational quantities form formalism correlated with those. Another, with respect to the sort of proper ways in which the properties of functions are actually developed so within one mathematical theory, is another which we may regard as providing perspective for more general development of that theory, and the whole thing, as it were, treated with an eye on the view of as well, functions and composition as and the ways in which direct connection between, because of course our views of the direct connection between that and between the sort of fundamental alternative as well, of the ontology of the kind which certainly if one is prepared to regard those functions in as developed under functions under compositions where relationships between functions in abstraction from the argument value place it as connected with the ways in which particular operational quantities of formalism might be heuristically neutral or even connected. This is the most general, sort of broad stage, connected with fundamental concerns about the way in which conceptual, variable conceptual structures connected with the mathematical formalisms. See, particularly the all-one business about nonlinear sheaf theory, and show that it is in fact just a technical result within the order of development of properties and functions required for. Discussion of the ways in which, for instance, spaces of definition of twisters can be generalised within twist formalism and not something which touches on the relationship between conceptual and foundational questions. Another second context in which it appears which one, at least one school has attempted to make absolutely direct connection between the sort of considerations relevant in discussion of conceptual significance of, which indeed are entirely legitimate in the context of the correlation of the operations of quantities and formalisms of two specific theories on mathematical, from the mathematical viewpoint and even from sort of informal meta-mathematical viewpoint, sort of guided by considerations about the sort of generalization, kind of generalization of some quantity, some, for instance, notion. In this case, a notion which is derived from the way in which, in this case, perhaps, quite a number of diverse ways in which a particular set of properties, as particularly in speaking highly informally, set of properties of functions can be developed within the theory. Which of those is most fruitful for the, as it were, the kind of generalisation of the notion and the discussion that is required from the point of view of the conceptual unification treatment of two very fundamental physical theories, but the discussion there in Twister form, because the case of Twister formism doesn't, of course, necessarily involve any reference back to relations. This is about non-linear sheaves theory. The question there about the relevance of philosophical concept, the sort of central questions that tend to be asked about foundations of category theory, particularly the attitude taken up to them by people like Lorvere. We reject that, and in the course of rejecting it, we adduce one quite specific technical result in the course of reflection on, see again, quoted from page 96 of Castongue, we adduce one technical result which we think rather pulls the rug out from under Lorvere. At the same time, we'll discuss how far a completely unified attitude towards the foundations of set theory and category theory, of the kind deduced by Mabry, with its insistence on, of course, a notion of the integrity and of a notion of collection and extension. Kind, which obviously connects with sort of atomism, is in fact can in fact be justified, can be justified methodologically, and the other is a formalist attitude, the willingness to accept problem classes, for instance, appears to be so useful, certainly in the formation of functor categories and so on. See the creation of von Neumann, Bernays Gödel from Hatcher's book, and also, of course, see above all what Ryan has to say about surreals, and also draws on non-linear sheath theory. There's two highly technical results, and then see how far the more general kind of non-micrological perspective on the relationship between the structures arising in the mathematical formalisms of the theory, as these are, for instance, the level of might carry out analysis on of the tasking guide on structures of the functional sets of equation forms in theories, and see how far one could state informally the sort of truth conditions of the replacement thesis for the then the kind of size of the whether they have any bearing, in fact, on the question raised by Mabry about sets. Certainly, we've already decided that they really settle the issue of the formalist approach as against the kind of approach discussed by Nodin, Hocker, and Graves, and Feyerabend, and others. But at the same time, there's certainly some scope for the